You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Don't Call Me Dear Boutique and the Ivy Boutique in Galway have got a pop-up stockroom clearance sale. It's underway. It's taking place at the Maldron Hotel in Oranmore until 6 o'clock this evening. And again tomorrow from 10 o'clock until 6. I've got a €100 voucher to give away and it could be yours. All you got to do is just text the word sale, your name and where you are, 086-1800-964, excuse me, and we will be picking a winner of that €100 voucher between now and the end of the programme. You've also got 2 more minutes to send in your nominations for you or for whomever you wish. Winners of those Christmas hams, courtesy of Brady Family Hams, those pre-cooked hams. We're giving away 2 of those between now and the end of the programme. Before we finish, though, my next guest has written a love letter to pennies, of all places. Her new book, Thanks Pennies, pays homage to an Irish institution hilariously exploring our complicated relationship with the shop. Valerie Loftus, journalist and author. Good morning to you.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
You're welcome and thank you very much for joining us. Where did you get this idea?
Well, I've been writing about pennies for quite a bit of time in my various jobs. I actually worked there for a little while and I've been shopping there for pretty much my whole life. So Mercier Press came to me and were like, we could turn some of your articles into, like, there's the bones of a book here.
Very good.
So, worked it out and, yes, finally managed to write a whole book about pennies.
I can understand doing an article on it, you know, kind of a few thousand words exploring the success of it or exploring our fascination with it, whatever it may be. But a book is a much bigger proposition. So how do you do that, I guess?
Kind of went a bit mad, you know, because you start having to talk to my friends, my family. I did a lot of brainstorming ideas and I did a lot of asking, like, is this a thing? I think it's a thing, but I don't know. especially towards the end where I was kind of trying to finish it up, I was like, are you sure this is a thing?
What things or what sort of stuff are you talking about there?
Kind of like, you know, experiences that people have. I was kind of like, am I the only one who like doesn't like the fitting rooms or is it everybody? And I was like, oh no, it's everybody. Okay. You know? So it's a lot of making sure that everything is relatable. That I'm not just kind of writing about what I like about pennies. It's kind of what everybody experiences. So that was probably the toughest part of getting all that down.
And is it, I described it in my introduction, tongue in cheek, as a love letter. You're a fan?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Why?
Why am I a big fan? Well, you know, it's very affordable. It's a one-stop shop for everything in your life. And, you know, the fashion is good these days. They've got lots of great fashion and beauty. And kind of I grew up with it. I have such an attachment to it. It was such a big deal to me as a kid when it arrived in my hometown in Ballina in County Mayo. Because, you know, we would go up to Galway or we would go like Sligo or somewhere like that to it. So when it came to my town, it was the biggest deal. it's always meant a lot to me.
And you're not on your own in terms of the book. I know you've got plenty of illustrations as well.
Yes. Yeah, so Ciara Kenny, she's from County Kerry and she is an amazing illustrator. She came on board fairly early on in the project. We had agreed that we did want illustrations. But we weren't sure, you know, you're not sure how it's going to go. So we offered her a few of the kind of early chapters and she came back with these amazing, hilarious, so funny, like amazing illustrations. And we just knew straight away, we were like, we need to have her do the whole thing. And she did. And they really make the whole thing.
Okay. So you're a fan and let's be blunt, lots and lots and lots of people are fans of pennies as well. Is this aimed at fellow fans or who do you think will enjoy the book most of all?
I think, fellow fans of pennies, because I think everybody knows somebody who is the ultimate pennies hun, who just, everything, they live and breathe pennies. They dress head to toe in pennies. They're in there every Saturday. But it's also for people who, just like any Irish person really, who knows the place. It's kind of about our relationship with it. Emigrants will probably love it. You know, anybody who just has shopped in pennies will probably find something to relate to in it.
I was abroad in Munich a couple of weeks ago and there is one Primark, as it's called over there, one Primark store in the city, and it's way out on the outskirts, and I happened to come in on the same train line as some of those who had been out there, and the train was full of Primark bags. It's not it's an Irish institution, but not just Irish.
Not just Irish. I mean, my sister lived in the US and they've just opened some shops on the East Coast up there. And she went out, she was delighted. She was able to like make a pilgrimage to Penny's. So it really is a global thing now, but it's very Irish in its kind of roots.
Absolutely.
So, and we're delighted to take ownership of it.
There's a woman, Breed O'Donoghue from Boston here in Clare, who did an awful lot of work at a very high up in Penny's that had a lot to do with it as well. So there's a local connection to this
local
one as well.
Connection. That's
absolutely
great.
But this is very much kind of the fun side of it, certainly, and that's what you're selling to people, Valerie?
Yes, the fun side of it, the kind of the fun, and also, you know, little things that annoy you, but mostly like the love
absolutely.
Of it that we have. Yeah.
It's called Thanks Pennies. It's by Valerie Loftus with illustrations by Kira Kenny. It's published by Mercier Press, and may I say, like the store itself, it's a pretty good value as well. Valerie, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning.
Thank you very
much.
All
the very best. Do take care.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.